Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. I got a couple of updates here for you in a criminal realm. I want to tell you that I'm looking into, and Curtis reported this earlier on WABC today, that Mayor Adams is encouraging people fleeing Haiti to come to New York City. I want to be very precise on this. So I will have it for you tomorrow. All right. I just want to investigate all aspects of what the mayor is doing. You remember, he said we can't take any more migrants and it's costing the city hundreds of millions of dollars. So did he really encourage people to come here? I'll have it for you tomorrow. So you remember on November 2023, there were two police officers attacked in the Bronx. Okay. And one of the perpetrators, guy's been charged, is Kareem McClary, 23 years old. He wailed on the cops. So he was supposed to appear in court last week. But the night before, he was arrested for carrying an illegal gun. This is a sweetheart, this guy. Okay. So on March 11th, 2024, he's arrested on a gun charge and he misses his court date for wailing on the cops, assaulting the cops. The other guy showed up. He had his court, he has to go to another hearing. This is the way it works. Hearing after hearing after hearing after hearing. Anyway, so McClary finally got bail. $20,000 cash. Finally. The other guy's out on his own recognizance. McClary finally got bail, and he meets it. He comes up with $20,000 cash. Now, what does that tell you? This is a thug. This is a guy who's causing trouble. He's got an illegal gun, and he can come up with $20,000 to get himself out of Rikers. Now, it tells me, and I could be wrong, this is a guess, that the guy's selling narcotics. He's in that trade. If he can come up with $20,000, I mean, he's not with Morgan Stanley. You know what I'm talking about? I don't think this guy is buying IBM stock. But I could be wrong. But here's the kicker on the story. So he is held on $20,000 for the gun beef. But they let him out with no bail on the cop beef. So, I don't know. I'm telling you, this whole New York City criminal justice system is so awful, so discombobulated, so corrupt, none of us are safe. Now, let's go to Suffolk County. Woman's name is Amanda Wallace, 40 years old, Amityville. Okay? She was caught with body parts. Okay, body parts. And a few other people were with her. Stephen Brown, Jeffrey Mackey, and Alexis Nieves. So four of them are accused of hiding the meat cleaver dismembered bodies of two human beings. And they were let out without bail. They were let out. And in Suffolk County, and they're not soft in Suffolk County, DA Ray Tierney says, hey, that's the legislature. If you're caught with a dead body, you can't get bail. We can't put bail on you. Are you kidding? Anyway, this idiot woman, Wallace, she's picked up for shoplifting. So now they are holding her on bail because she violated the order of her release on the body parts case. Just think about it. Think about how insane the state of New York is. The legislature and the governor. The governor could have put a stop to all of this tomorrow. So you have a dead body dismembered, you're arrested, and they can't hold you on bail. I could never even imagine this 5 years ago. That's where we are.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.